in the limelight. Facing possible defeat in the US presidential election, Donald Trump has again floated the idea of a rigged election, just days after his refusal to commit to a peaceful transfer of power, raising concerns that he might refuse to leave office, even if he loses the November vote. Donald Trump tweeted, "Rigged election," on Monday, 28th of September, along with a video purportedly showing a man caught on camera whilst paying cash for ballot exchange. The video shows a man buying a registration form for an absentee ballot for a voter, giving him pocket money of $200 and expecting to collect his ballot when the voter receives it. The man is heard saying, "Okay, when I fill it out, I'll bring it to you." President Donald Trump has repeatedly cast doubt on mail voting, claiming that mail-in ballots lead to mass voter fraud. However, due to the coronavirus pandemic, millions of Americans prefer not to vote in person. At least in 9 states, every registered voter will automatically be mailed an application to request an absentee ballot. Experts believe that by escalating his ongoing attack on mail-in ballots, Donald Trump was ceding the ground to contest the election as rigged or fraudulent in the event of losing the election, and push the country into chaos. The president also sent shockwaves across the United States recently when he refused to commit to leave office peacefully if he loses this November's election. We're prepared for you an article written by Muhammad Mazhari entitled "A Bizarre Election, American Democracy at Dead End." Please stay with us for more. US presidential election will be on the line this November, but what about the American democracy? President Donald Trump's wrong policies and statements not only have dangerously made America's democratic health hang in the balance, but also the country's integrity as a whole. Many consider Donald Trump as a very example of a politician who values and respects no moral principles, and is so narcissistic and power-hungry that it is hard for him to imagine leaving the White House. From such a perspective, it seems that the upcoming election may prove more critical and controversial than previous ones. According to The Guardian, when asked during a press briefing at the White House on 23rd of September, Donald Trump replied, "We're going to have to see what happens, you know that. I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster." Donald Trump refused to commit when asked again, "Get rid of the ballots and you'll have a very peaceful, there won't be a transfer, frankly, there will be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it, and you know who knows it better than anybody else. The Democrats know it better than anyone else." Critics say Trump wants to maintain his power and will use every means to stay in the White House, even if it leads to a deep split in the country or even a civil war. U.S. President Donald Trump said at the Republican National Convention on 24th of August, "The only way they can take this election away from us is if it is a rigged election." Unless he wins a bona fide victory in the Electoral College, Donald Trump looks determined to refuse to concede defeat, and his mere denial of defeat may have cascading repercussions. Facing possible defeat in the US presidential election, President Donald Trump has once again floated the idea of a rigged election, just days after his refusal to commit to a peaceful transfer of power, raising concerns that he might refuse to leave office even if he loses this November's vote. Donald Trump tweeted, "Rigged election," on Monday, 28th of September, along with a video purportedly showing a man caught on camera whilst paying cash for ballot exchange. The video shows a man buying a registration form for an absentee ballot for a voter, giving him pocket money of $200 and expecting to collect his ballot when the voter receives it. The man is heard saying, "Okay, when I fill it out, I'll bring it to you." Donald Trump has repeatedly cast doubt on mail-in voting, claiming that mail-in ballots lead to mass voter fraud. However, due to the coronavirus pandemic, millions of Americans prefer not to vote in person. At least in 9 states, every registered voter will automatically be mailed an application to request an absentee ballot. Experts believe that by escalating his ongoing attack on mail-in ballots, Donald Trump was ceding the ground to contest the election as rigged or fraudulent in the event of losing the election and push the country into chaos. His controversial remarks have drawn reactions from both Democrats and his own party members, with Republican Senator Mitt Romney saying in a tweet that a peaceful transition of power is fundamental to democracy. A Democratic lawmaker from California, Adam Schiff, described Trump's comments as an effort by the president to discredit the votes of millions of Americans, to stack the Supreme Court, to disenfranchise millions, and perpetuate himself in office by enlisting foreign assistance. Citing mail-in ballots, Donald Trump tweeted recently that this year's election may never be accurately determined. In another tweet, Donald Trump said, "Rigged election in waiting." In such a situation, it is natural for the American people to be in a panic about the future of their country because, in case of a civil war, all eyes will be on the U.S. Army. That is why top generals in the Pentagon have expressed their concerns about Trump's ordering active duty military into the streets of American cities to quell protests after the presidential election. Pentagon General Mark Milley of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in remarks released last month, made clear that the U.S. military is determined not to play a role in resolving the dispute over election results. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said in written answers to questions from House lawmakers released last month, General Milley said, "I believe deeply in the principle of an apolitical U.S. military," adding, "In the event of a dispute over some aspect of the election, by law, U.S. courts and the U.S. Congress are required to resolve any disputes, not the U.S. military. I foresee no role for the U.S. armed forces in this process." On 11th of August, John Nagle and Paul Yingling, both retired U.S. Army officers and Iraq War veterans, published an open letter to General Milley on the website Defense One. They wrote, "In a few months' time, you may have to choose between defying a lawless president or betraying your constitutional oath," adding, "If Donald Trump refuses to leave office at the expiration of his constitutional term, the United States military must remove him by force, and you must give that order." Meanwhile, Donald Trump gave officials no solace when he refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power, no matter who wins the election. On Thursday, 24th of September, he doubled down by saying he was not sure the election could be honest. His hedging, along with his expressed desire in June to invoke the 1807 Insurrection Act, to send active duty troops onto American streets to quell protests over the killing of George Floyd, has caused deep anxiety amongst senior military and Defense Department officials, who insist they will do all they can to keep the armed forces out of the presidential election this November. Despite statements by Pentagon spokesman Brooke DeWalt, who said recently that the Department of Defense has no role to play in the post-election transfer of power, experts predict that Donald Trump may use the insurgency law to deploy military officers on the streets to suppress the protesters amid controversial election results. The Insurrection Act is a federal law that enables the president to deploy U.S. Federal Army personnel in special circumstances, such as the suppression of disorder and insurgency within American cities. Given that Trump and the Republican Party will not accept the result of this November's elections, there are reports that Democrats may refuse to accept the election results if Donald Trump wins. At the same time, there have been reports of renewed anti-racist protests in U.S. cities after a grand jury's decision on Wednesday, 23rd of September, not to bring charges relating to Breonna Taylor's death. The grand jury decided not to bring direct charges against three police officers: Breonna Taylor, a black female who was killed in the city of Louisville, Kentucky. In New York, anti-racism protesters blocked Brooklyn Bridge during the Breonna Taylor demonstration and demanded justice for the black woman killed by police officers. The recent events reveal America's true face, which was once a dreamland for those who look for democracy. It seems that November's presidential election will turn into a nightmare if both nominees, or even one of them, reject the results of the election. In that case, it will undermine conceptions like American Dream and Great America. The upcoming danger is not merely that the 2020 presidential election will bring political and social split. Americans fear something much worse may happen. The country is facing highly serious challenges, such as the coronavirus pandemic, a reckless leader, deep-rooted racial discrimination, and failed political system that is apt to resort to violent acts against protesters. There are enough to overthrow empires or superpowers. According to the New York Times, from Myanmar to Canada, people are asking, how did a superpower allow itself to be felled by a virus? And why won't the president commit to a peaceful transition of power? We should take warning by New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman seriously when Friedman declared recently that the United States could be headed towards a second civil war following Donald Trump's comments around not carrying out a peaceful transition of power should he lose this November's election. New York Times' Thomas Friedman said, "You know, I began my career as a journalist covering Lebanon's civil war and in its history. I'm terrified to find myself ending my journalistic career covering America's potential second civil war in its history."